You're listening to the Confidence Podcast, your one-stop shop for motivation, inspiration, and confidence to help you boldly take action on your dreams. I'm your host, Trish Blackwell, internationally recognized confidence coach and founder of the College of Confidence, and I teach women how to take their thoughts captive, how to step out of the shadows of self-doubt, and how to courageously step into their purpose with confidence. It's time to train your thoughts. Let's get started. Well, hey there, it is Trish Blackwell, your confidence coach, and you are listening to episode number 394 of the Confidence Podcast. Today we are talking about, something I've struggled with so much of my life. And if you're a high achiever, a go-getter, a type A, an Enneagram 3, an Enneagram 1, a perfectionist, listen, I think if you're human, you struggle with this. Being your own worst critic. So we're going to talk about, all right, well, first off, are you bullying yourself? Are you your own worst critic? And here's how to stop. Because the reality is that being your own worst critic is a recipe for low self-esteem, for heightened anxiety, and for a life of frustration. You can learn how to stand up to your inner bully and how to start talking back to the bully in an effective way. This podcast episode is going to teach you how to do just that. And listen, you might not call it self-critical. You might just say, what is a high standard for myself? Or, I'm just really tough on myself, but I'm like really kind to other people. You guys, like, first off, you're lying to yourself. Okay. I did that for years. How we do one thing is how we do everything. And we feel the most peace and the most confidence in life when we live in congruence. And when you are saying that, I'm really nice to everybody else, just not so nice to myself, that is incongruent. And that might be part of the conflict and the anxiety that you are feeling and that is causing your self-doubt to kind of be churned up even more. So we're going to be talking about that. Even more specifically, this episode, we're going to talk about what's actually going on when you're hypercritical or you have that mean internal self-talk, whether you're just mad at yourself and you're berating yourself, or you feel like you're behind, you're never enough, and this finish line keeps moving. We're going to talk about what's actually going on. We're also going to talk about how to stop being so critical and your own worst enemy. I have 10 things you can start to do right away, like immediately, actual tangible things that you can do. And I'm going to share, the final thing I'm going to share with you today are 8 simple sentences that work when it comes to talking back to that inner critic, talking back to yourself or your inner bully, telling yourself that you don't bully anymore. These are sentences that I've used. I still do use because I'm going against decades of my own neurological wiring and mindset patterns. So it's okay. First off, we need to be patient with ourselves in this process. So buckle up for that. Before we launch into the coaching, I have a huge, exciting announcement. Our most popular episodes, you guys, on the Confidence Podcast, like hands down, bar none, they are downloaded 10 times more than any other episode. It makes me want to go, well, gosh, it should just do a show only and exclusively on this topic. Like all the episodes would be that. I think I would run out of things to say, but who knows? I haven't run out of anything to say on confidence. But ultimately, this is what I do. It's how to stop caring what people think. Because when you stop caring what people think, you are truly confident. So y'all, here's where I'm showing up. I am going deeper on this topic than ever before. I want you to save a spot in my free webinar, trishblackwell.com/stop-caring. So go to the URL, trishblackwell.com/stop-caring. And what you're going to learn in this 20-minute webinar is just you're going to learn how to stop getting distracted from your dreams and purpose because of what people might be thinking of you. Because here's the deal, when I finally let go of caring too much what other people might think, the gateways of success opened. I mean, the tools I'm going to teach you are things that have allowed me to write 3 best-selling books, to win the North Face Trail Marathon as the first female finisher, build a solid 6-figure online coaching business, and reach millions of people around the world with encouragement. In order to do those things, I had to drop the care. I had to stop caring what people think. So if you're ready to push play on your purpose with confidence and freedom, this is the webinar that I think is gonna resonate with you. We're gonna be talking in this webinar on the real issue of caring what people think and how to tackle it. The first 3 things that you can do right now and to change how you feel, and then the easiest way to go after your purpose with total confidence, the next steps to kind of to get beyond being distracted, delayed by comparison, overthinking, or self-doubt. So again, save your spot for free at trishblackwell.com/stop-caring. Guys, I would be remiss to not pause for a historical moment. At the time of the recording, this is June of 2020, and I live in Virginia. I live very close to Washington, D.C., and at the time of this recording, the coronavirus is hitting my area exceptionally hard, and then the streets are flooded at night with both peaceful protests and violent riots. Guys, conflict is everywhere. Pain is rampant. People are trying to do the right thing, and a lot of that's being upturned by opportunists who are looking and looting and destroying towns because we are desperate for racial reconciliation and equal rights and a proper judiciary justice for and the abolition of racial profiling. There's so much need of change, and it's really interesting to watch that there's good and love that are pouring out from all ethnicities, all socioeconomic backgrounds, and also there are people in all of those groups as well that are also spewing hate. And just, I had to get on my soapbox for just a hot minute and say, you guys, just, you see this, you know it. I know your heart is hurting alongside of mine, no matter where you are listening in the world. But hate destroys everything. It doesn't destroy just what it gets spewed onto, but the spewer itself, the person who's harboring it. And so I record today with a thought of what hatred does, and with a cry out to us all as leaders, of people who listen to this podcast, of being a light of love. Hatred is bullying. Bullying is hatred. It's our world is groaning in pain. It feels like it's swirling and intensifying. It's really easy to feel uncertain right now, and that have that low grade anxiety of what next, right? I just want you to know I ache alongside you, and I simply hope to offer you a few notes of encouragement before we dive into coaching today, for you to tuck into your heart and in your mind this week. Because here's the deal: confidence is the state of heart. It's a state of heart of being able to walk with certainty in a life that is filled with uncertainty. So with that in mind, here are some simple reminders of ways to remain confident and secure no matter what swirls around you or what tomorrow brings. The one thing that is certain is that we have absolutely no idea what will happen tomorrow or the next week or next month. To create certainty in your life, create habits and thoughts that make you better and that make those better around you. So we and here are just a couple. Like, first and foremost, love does. Love does, and love wins. And the love that you put out in this world is needed now more than ever. Secondly, repair the despair around you by living with an open and generous heart. Third, chaos can be calmed when you choose to think, act, and love with courage. And then as you're guarding your heart and you're doing the right thing and you want to say the right thing to encourage your community and be present and fight for justice and do the right thing, I know that's easy to have internal spiraling, but what if I say the wrong thing? And then there's these multi-layers of complications going on right now in the world. And you don't have to spiral. You can pause the spiraling and soften the pit in your stomach by taking the rein of your brain. Train your thoughts daily. If you do one thing, please don't just train your thoughts. Make sure you're journaling every day. It is life-changing. And if you don't know how to do this, we teach you step by step in the College of Confidence. So check that out, collegeofconfidence.com. But more than anything, I want you to know this today. You are loved. Your voice matters. And you can make a difference one loving decision at a time. And I think it's really important to state, even whatever your quarantine life, your shelter at home life looks right now, or maybe you're in a state where you're phasing out and you're able to start doing more of what we did before this pandemic hit. Wherever you are, here's the deal. Like, life is just not what it was right now. And there's beauty and there is pain. And there's this dichotomy, this wrestling of it. I would love to just have the beauty. But unfortunately, there's a lot of pain. It's hard. There's beauty. It's beautiful and it's hard. And it's okay to get comfortable with that. And I think it's also okay to recognize that there's a loneliness epidemic going on as well. even though we have virtual connection, we have so many great opportunities with technology. You guys, it's okay for you to recognize that you're still a little bit lonely. And so I hope that you consider hanging out with me, a way to improve that, how that feels. I also hope that you know that even though I am one of the most gregarious, outgoing, I love to talk, kind of, I'm intentional in my friendships and relationships. I'm talking all day long. I still too also feel that ache of loneliness in this time. So it's the danger of feeling lonely is when you feel like it's only you and when it's exclusive to you, because then you start experiencing this feeling that you want to retreat and say, well, no one else is experiencing it, looking around, everybody else is doing Zoom calls, happy hours with their friends. Well, what about me? And I just want to encourage you, we are all feeling some semblance of this. And so the more honest you are with how you feel, the more you're going to be able to process it in a really life-giving and powerful way that doesn't just only help yourself, but encourages others. And you guys, literally, what's crazy is I just wanted to start with this to say, like, I mean, I just wanted the atmosphere of today's episode about self-criticism and bullying to be really grounded in the fact that bullying doesn't work. And bullying, and more specifically today, we're talking about bullying yourself. But you guys, I just need to flip it on you. It's hateful. It's hatred filled. And I know we can water it up and dress it up and tie it with a bow and say, no, I'm just tough on myself. I have high expectations. No. Stop being mean. Even if it's just to yourself and you think you're the nicest person to everyone else, I think that we can look around, we can open our news app, we can turn on the TV. We have enough information to know that the world does not need any more mean. It needs love. And that means you can practice it towards yourself. So before we dive into the actually specific coaching today, I wanted to read a review by Savannah Ray, 5 stars. She said, life-changing. And she wrote this, I wish I had discovered the Confidence Podcast sooner. This is exactly what I've needed, especially the episodes on not caring what people think. Thank you. Thank you, Trish, for helping me find a life with less anxiety and pressure. And Savannah Ray, thank you. And I hope that you make sure that you sign up for that free webinar, trishblackwell.com/stopcaring. So I thought that was well-timed to share your review. And thank you to each and every one of you who has taken the time to write a review. In this season where people are driving less, podcast listenership is down. And so your reviews are helping us continue to grow, continue to encourage more people, and help people not feel alone in a time that is, again, really lonely. So thank you. And if you haven't yet, please, I would, the best way to love on me if I've ever helped you in any way through encouragement would be to leave a review so that somebody else finds the show. Okay, let's dive in. Let's talk self-bullying and self-criticism. You already heard me say it. Look, it's hatred. It's hatred. And you can't serve the world in the big way that you were created to unless you can first get past your own hatred. So my call to arms for you today isn't for it to help you detox your self-criticism and that inner self-talk with the objective to help you quote-unquote feel better or quote-unquote feel happier or be happier. And yes, ultimately that will be a byproduct. You will reap those benefits, but that's a great thing, but I don't want that to be the goal. What I'm most interested in is what it will lead to. Because when you drop the inner bully, a veil is lifted from your eyes and your light and love is more freely able to shine out into the world. I really believe that inner self-critic keeps about 50% of your capacity to love from the world. You can't love others well and selflessly and wholeheartedly unless you first learn to love yourself. You can't fight hate with love effectively on a larger scale unless you've done that on a micro scale, on a more personal scale with yourself. And listen, I know you might be going up against years or even potentially decades of going, well, I just always thought I had to be this way towards myself. Or maybe you're justifying it and saying, well, I had, you know, this list of people in my life who told me these things and I've just internalized it. And so I feel like it's true. I'm going to challenge you to ask yourself what feels true, what's actually a feeling, and what is a fact. But what I know as a fact is self-bullying doesn't work. Self-criticism doesn't motivate. And it doesn't affect and implement change. And it doesn't make the world better. It doesn't make you better and doesn't make the world better. And so you have to ask yourself at the end of the day, does this serve me? And I remember when I was working on letting go of some of this process myself, when I first started therapy, and I was just like, no, I was really proud of the fact that I just, oh no, you don't get it. Like, it's okay. I'm not like, this isn't a struggle. I remember telling my therapist that, no, I'm just super tough on myself. And she's like, oh yeah, well, how's that working for you? And I was like, well, I guess I'm talking to you, aren't I? I guess not so good. And by the way, side note, I believe everybody should be in therapy. I believe in mental wellness and proactive mental maintenance. So anything I can do to help dissipate and get rid of and eradicate any stigma that's attached to therapy, my voice is out there and doing that. I hope you hear that clearly. I am so proud when I have somebody that reaches out and says that they started the life-changing process of working with a therapist that is a good fit for them, that they trust and that builds them up they say they started because of my show. It's the greatest gift. So I'm so proud of each and every one of you who have done that. But I want you to stop keeping yourself from the world. Ultimately, here's what I'm saying. Self-criticism and being that tough on yourself and that hypercritical, it's selfish. Now, yeah, am I going kind of extreme here? Yeah. But I believe we're in extreme times, and extreme times calls for extreme measures. And there's an extreme amount of need of leadership and love, and people are willing to go out and build bridges and make connections and lead the way of compassion and confidence and inclusion. And I believe that if you are only living 50%, giving away 50% of what you're capable, then you're not showing up in your full purpose. And so I believe until you are on the path of fully showing up for your purpose and stepping into your calling with courage, you're going to struggle with that low-grade anxiety and self-doubt and insecurity that you go, why do I just not trust myself? Why do I just not feel enough? And I think it's because we're still holding back some from the world. So, hey, my call to arms to you today is stop holding back. You're not too much for the world. You're not too little. It's funny. We're like, well, I'm either too much or I'm too quiet or I'm too this, I'm too that. You're not too anything. You're perfect. You're exactly who God made you to be. And that is what there is a need for you specifically in this world. That is different than any way that I can serve or your next door neighbor can. There's a need for each one of us. You do not need to be a cheap replication of anyone else. You need to be yourself. And so how do we stop this? How do we stop being so self-critical? So I want to give you 10 ways that you can saturate yourself in love. I'm working on, we've got this microfiber couch downstairs and we've made the mistake of letting our 2-year-old, my kids right now are obsessed with Icy Pops. So it's a big deal. And, I just didn't even think about it. I gave my 2-year-old a blue Icy Pop and he sat on the microfiber couch and it is not pretty. Right. So anyways, I'm on YouTube looking up all the ways to clean these microfiber couches and, you know, got a couple ideas and some are working, some aren't. But the instructions across the board are saturate the area that needs to be cleaned. And so if our mind needs to be cleaned, in order to get up a stain, you have to saturate it and scrub it out and give it this new product that's going to, they're saying, there's controversy to you on microfiber. In case you're curious, do you use Windex, right? You would have thought, supposedly it works, or just rubbing alcohol. So there's all kinds of schools of thought. But you're going to saturate that and those chemicals in it pull up that stain in the same way. Your brain, if it's saturated, if it's currently stained with self-criticism, we're going to saturate it with love and pull it up. And so I want you to do that. That's what these 10 things are going to do. I'm not talking the woo-woo, I love myself because I create my own destiny for myself love. I'm talking about the love that you extend to yourself because you know that the creator of all things chose specifically to create you. And so one of my favorite verses from the Bible is 1 John 4:7. Let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. So here are some practical ways to start saturating your mind with love. And as we saturate our minds with love, we will remove the stain of self-criticism, the habit, the mindset. It's a mental habit. It's not, and I need you to detach from this over-identification with self-criticism. It's not that I'm just a self-critical person. I'm self-critical, or I bully myself, or I'm just tough on myself. No, that's a habit. It's a habit and it's a behavior. It's not who you are. In the same way, when I'm working on somebody, helping them get more momentum and more follow through in their life, but if they've resonated saying, no, I just kind of get lazy. We need to rework that language and position it so you say, I'm not lazy. I engage in lazy thinking and lazy behaviors. I've allowed lazy habits to be my main habit. So we need to separate that so that you realize you're separate from this adjective that is staining you. So number one, journal. Journaling is game changing. And if you don't know how to journal, we teach you how to do that in the College of Confidence. But literally, it is the most game changing thing you can do to journal. And there's a specific strategy and structure on how to do that that I recommend and I teach my College of Confidence students. Number two, ask God to help you see. This has been such a transformational prayer and meditation that I've been able to lean into in my heart. When I feel like I'm struggling to see myself with kind eyes, I ask to borrow God's. Like I clear out my mind. I ask for help. I understand that my vision is blurred. And I do believe that I can be blind to something, but then I also believe in the miracle that the blind can see. So that has been a huge and incredibly transformational prayer to say, like, I'm struggling, Lord, I'm struggling to love myself. Show me how to see what you see. Like, help, just take this burden, right? Because God loves relationship with us. And when we draw near to him, he draws near to us. So number three, build others up. It will boomerang back to you. What you give out in the world is what will come back to you. So the more you build them up, the more you encourage them, the more you will naturally start subconsciously doing that to yourself. Number four, track your wins, or what we like to call champagne moments in my coaching. It's really important that you track your micro and macro milestones of success and momentum. Number five, ground yourself in gratitude. I love this phrase. I love this sentiment. I have to do gratitudes multiple times throughout the day. Otherwise, I start getting antsy and anxious and irritable, slightly down. I am a very, gosh, like, big feelings person, right? So I can be on a high, emotional high, and then just, like, the clock turns over to 5:15 and something happens where I'm like, oh, I don't know. Like, I just, like, that Eeyore comes out of me real quick. And so what I do, when I to turn that spirit of just despair almost that sometimes hits me, when to turn it around, I use gratitude, grounded myself in gratitude. It will take me 1 minute and I feel recentered. I feel refreshed. I feel like the day just started over. So that is an incredible way to pour love into your mind and to your perspective. Number six, this is an exercise that I want to challenge you to do. It's going to take time. It's going to make you very uncomfortable. So are you excited? Like, now that I've made it sound so appealing, this is an exercise I used to do with my personal training clients who struggled with self-criticism. I want you to make a list of 100 reasons, 100 things you love about yourself. And it can be things like, I'm kind, I'm compassionate, I'm curious, but I want also physical things to be there. I want you to say find things about your body that you can say, I love. Maybe you hate your thighs, but you can look at your legs and say, I love the freckles on my knees. Yeah, like, I just want you to find something you love about every area of your body in some capacity. I'm not asking you to lie. I'm asking you to look for the beauty that you haven't yet seen. And keep the list. You're not going to be able to make the list right off the bat. This might be a project that takes you a month, but it will change the way you see yourself. Number seven, identify which thoughts about yourself serve you and which ones move you towards love and which ones don't. Now, we loosely mentioned this earlier, but it's really important to know what thoughts serve me, which ones don't. And when I'm on a train of thought that doesn't serve me, I gotta get off that ASAP, like, stat. And you do too. I need you to be really intentional about your thoughts. And we, of course, teach this in the College of Confidence. I would love for you to find out more there. Another very simple thing you can do right away is number nine, smile at yourself in the mirror. When you look in the mirror, say hi. Literally. Don't stare with, like, a resting bee face. Just smile. And it's interesting. It will soften the way you see yourself. It will soften your reflection. A practice I started doing a couple years ago was to wake up and look at myself in the mirror, smile, and say, hey, good morning. Hey, it's going to be a good day. Look at myself in the eyes, look at my smile, and see the beauty there. Number 10, this is another really great one for if you want to find beauty and ways to love. If you find yourself hypercritical of your body or anything about yourself physically, touch the parts of your body that you are most quick to criticize and say, thank you, stomach. Thank you, shoulders. Thank you, thighs, breasts, But whatever, and yeah, you could take this a step further and say today, like, I'm a thank you and I'm gonna revolution on you. I accept you, I celebrate you, I care for you. Thank you for being my body. It's very interesting when you start to touch the parts of your body that you felt shame about. Things start to change. Your relationship with that part of body starts to change very slowly, but it does. I use this technique often, even when, like, if I'm PMSing or feel hormonal changes, and I don't have a lot of that, but I do bloat, and I don't like, who, like, first off, surprise, I don't like that feeling. Nobody likes that feeling. But when I feel bloated, I immediately go into a spiraling old thinking of, like, oh, this looks terrible. Your stomach's poking out. Oh, like, you're supposed to have abs. And so immediately to counter that, I touch my stomach and say, it's okay, stomach. Yeah, you're a little upset right now. But I touch it, I acknowledge it. I'm like, yeah, and this also will change. This is not how you feel or look all the time. There's something beautiful about touching that in a loving way. It sounds a little weird, but you guys, weird stuff works. So, hey, take it or leave it. You don't have to try it, but I can tell you it does work. Now, I wanted to give you eight kinds of ways I talk back to myself. Those were 10 things you can actually do. Let's talk about 8 sentences, self-talk statements that you can use for yourself. When you feel that inner bully coming on, when you feel like you're starting to punch yourself, or you've got that urge to turtle up, right? Like you want to retreat a little bit, retreat from the world, or feel sorry for yourself. And here are the ones that I use myself. This is by no means an exhaustive list. You're welcome to use these. You're welcome to steal them from me. You're welcome to practice them or write your own off of them. But it's really incredible that you talk back to yourself. It's incredibly powerful to talk back to yourself. And when you talk back to yourself in an encouraging way, and you stand up and you're a friend to yourself, and you stand up to the part of you that's a bully, it changes it. That bully stops having the louder voice. That bully starts seeing you for how amazing and strong and incredible you actually are. So here they are. Number one, I can do hard things, even emotionally hard things, and I'm determined to be nice to myself right now. I can do hard things, even emotionally hard things, and I am determined to be nice to myself right now. Number two, I walk in love and there is no hatred within me. I relinquish and release anything that does not align with love within me. So that one goes, I walk in love and there is no hatred within me. I relinquish and release anything that does not align with love within me. The third one is, I am no longer my own worst enemy. I'm an ally and friend, and I'm doing better than I think I am. I said this one to myself just the other day, actually, you guys. And sometimes I say, use my first name, Trish. You are no longer your own worst enemy. You are a friend to yourself, an ally, and you're doing better than you think you are. Number four, I am proud of myself for showing up and daring to be me. Yeah, I'm proud of myself for showing up and daring to be me. Number five, I am not afraid of failure, for failure is simply feedback. And so I will not beat myself up. I will lean into failure. I will fail fast, fail forward, and fail often. That's one of my favorites. I'll repeat that again for you. I am not afraid of failure, for failure is simply feedback. And I like feedback. So I will not beat myself up. I will lean into failure, and I will fail fast, fail forward, and fail often. Number six, I walk in peace and joy, and my face will not be covered in shame, especially self-imposed shame or rejection, for I am loved by the king of everything, right? I walk in peace and joy. I refuse to feel the shame because Jesus took that from me. I'm loved by God, right? Whether the shame is imposed by others from rejection or it's self-imposed, I don't have to do shame anymore. I'm done with shame. Number seven, I do not need to be embarrassed to overthink or to spiral. I am committed to living and being brave and to owning my missteps and walking in kindness. So I do not need to be embarrassed to overthink or to spiral about whatever's happening. I'm committed to living, to being brave, and to owning my missteps, because I can take lessons from them and I will walk in kindness. And then finally, the one I wrote down that I use is, I'm thankful for how I now see my thoughts. I'm thankful maybe don't like the thought I'm thinking right now, but I'm thankful that I now see that thought. And I will now take these negative ones and reject them, for they do not serve me and they will not bully me. So I'm thankful I see this thought. And now I'm going to take that negative thought. I reject it. It doesn't serve me. It will not bully me anymore. No, thank you. It seems simple, right? And if you say it out loud and it still doesn't work, there's so much power in writing. I would encourage you to write it out. Write it to yourself. Write yourself a note. It really is game-changing. Guys, our listener of the episode is straight off the streets of Instagram. And if we're not connecting over there yet, please come hang out with her, okay? I am there over there. My handle is Trish_Blackwell. And this is from Hillary Van Ravens. You can follow her awesome handle at Van Ravens Designs. And she says, thanks, Trish. I listen to your podcast multiple days a week. I started to listen in November and it literally has changed my life. You've inspired me to pursue the career I've always wanted. I quit the job that was not bringing me joy, and I enrolled in an interior decorating course that I absolutely love. You've guided me to help me have a closer relationship with God, and I've started to see myself the way He sees me. I'm so much happier than I've been in a long time and more of myself. I found motivation and excitement for life again. I'm forever grateful to you. I'd love to write a review for you, but I'm not sure where the best place to do so is. And Hillary, I already messaged you back. And for anyone else wondering, typically iTunes is the best place to write a review. If you aren't an Apple mobile user, you can do iTunes on your desktop. But if you are an Apple user, just go into your podcast app and go from there. Look up Confidence Podcast. You scroll down just a little bit. There's a little tab that says write a review. And there you go. It's that simple. You write a sentence. Tell me how many stars you think the show deserves and press send. And if you check, weird little quirk with Apple is if you check it to see if it posted, it typically takes 24 hours to post. So don't be frustrated. Just be like, okay, I definitely hit enter and like you can leave it from there. So Hillary, thank you for that. I'm so excited for what you're doing. I have so much admiration for interior decorators and I love that creative process and just can't wait to see the way you make the world more beautiful because of the way you are committed to living beautifully inside and out. So what a privilege to get to be a voice of just facilitation of change in your life. So thank you for that privilege and that gift. So, and way to take action. That's incredible. What a great review. And just guys, we're going to close out just an announcement. If you're ready to go to the next level, if you really want to take the concepts we talk about here on the podcast and you want to talk to me, you want to get on our group coaching calls, you want to engage in an actual forum with me where I'm going to personally support you and answer your questions, and you want access to over 30 courses that are visual with videos and worksheets and step-by-step processes for how to really create change in your life, then make today the day where you officially become a student of training your thoughts. And that's what we do together in the College of Confidence. You can go check that out at collegeofconfidence.com. Now, in the meantime, sharing is caring. Be a friend. Share this episode to another friend of yours who maybe you know is struggles with being tough on themselves and has said that to you before and says, gosh, like I just wish I could be nice to myself. Well, this is the first step that they will help them do that. So send the show, just send it in a text message and encourage them and say, hey, let's talk about this podcast episode once you listen. I want to know if it was as encouraging to me as to you as it was to me. So guys, in the meantime, I'll see you on Facebook, on Instagram, and next week in the show. So hit that subscribe button and I'll see you soon. Please be kind today. And I mean, be kind to others, of course, always, but be kind to yourself. Or go out there today, go be more of who you are. Be you. Be free. Thanks for hanging out today. If you've enjoyed today's episode of the Confidence Podcast, we invite you to check out collegeofconfidence.com. The College of Confidence is the essential resource for anyone committed to training their thoughts and elevating their confidence. Students in the College of Confidence get exclusive access to my best coaching resources and courses, and it's all done at a self-study pace that will fit into anyone's lifestyle. If you're looking for the next step beyond the podcast, this is it.
With our extensive course library, monthly trainings, live coaching calls, and exclusive Ask Anything forum, you get the most affordable and accessible coaching support available online. The College of Confidence is a supportive, active community to help you along the way with feedback, encouragement, and advice. It is the place where we coach you to step confidently into the calling that God created you to live out. Check it out and join us today at collegeofconfidence.com.